are listening to Pod Bollywood, your weekly dose of Bollywood. Hello and welcome to this show. First, a quick look as to what we have in store for you this week. Aishwarya Rai insecure about Vidya Balan and Malika Sheravat. More on Guru. Babul disappointed me, says Hema Malini. Ekta Kapoor to launch acting school. Nasruddin Shah in Jagan Mohan Mundra's Shoot at Sight. Anupam Kher in Ang Lee's movie. Kuriyon Ka Hai Zamana, film that released this week. Let me begin this show with Aishwarya Rai. Aishwarya Rai seems to be insecure about Vidya Balan and Malika Sheravat. According to the latest buzz, Mani Ratnam has instructed Roger Productions, the producers, to drop Malika and Vidya's name from the invite list from the Toronto premiere of the film. Rumors are that it was Ash who told Ratnam that she did not want Malika and Vidya to make their presence felt at the gala event that is to be held in the first week of January. Padam Kumar of Roger Productions admitted that Malika and Vidya were not going to be invited to the Toronto premiere of Guru, though he refused to comment on the reason of the decision. Guru, starring Abhishek Bachchan in the title role, is the story of a young man in a small village of Idhar in Gujarat who goes from rags to riches due to his sheer determination and personal drive despite being faced with many business barriers. Guru also stars Mithun Chakraborty, Madhavan, Vidya Balan and is scheduled to release in India on January 12. Here's some more on Guru. Well, the rumor is that the film is based on the life of entrepreneur Dhirubhai Ambani. Let's see what Ratnam has to say. The film is a fiction and like many other good fiction, if you can relate it to the life, then the story gets that much more life and root to it. But otherwise, the character, the situation and the structure of the film is fictional. Ratnam explains. Ratnam says Guru could represent anybody who has grown big in life. There are different shades in the film which we all can't relate to. So here's Mani Ratnam clarifying the rumors. Well, I'm really looking forward to see this film. Moving ahead, dream girl Hema Malini, who played Amitabh Bachchan's wife in Babul, was shocked to see her in significant role after watching the complete film. She says there was no need to sign her because anyone could have done it. Wasn't she aware that the drama is centered on Amitabh and Rani Mukherjee? I was aware, but surely I could have been a part of the main drama. Instead, I looked like an outsider. After Baghban, the audiences wanted to see more of Amitji and me together. Everyone thought we made a terrific couple. Now everyone is disappointed. What was the need to sign me? My role could have been played by anyone else, Hema said. What upset her more was the fact that she had been captured in unflattering close-ups. But all said and done, Hema is still more than willing to work with Chopras again. They are a wonderful unit, very professional and easy to get along with. I had a wonderful time shooting both Baghban and Babul, says Hema. Well, we hope to see this team together again. And now, soap queen Ekta Kapoor plans to set up an acting school that she says will be at par with the Film and Television Institute of India, FTII. Ekta Kapoor's father and yesteryear superstar Jitendra is upbeat about the school. He says the school is in the initial stages of planning. All the acting schools only provide training to students, but we will give them a chance to act in our production as well. Now, if they get a chance to move on to another productions, they will be free to do so. But that's all in the future. You can call it another FTII. My son Tushar will not be the part of this academy, Jitendra was quoted as saying. That's indeed a good news for all the aspiring youngsters who wish to make their career in television. Week ahead, Jagan Mohan Mundra has already begun working on his next project, Shoot at Sight. The film will again be set in UK. It will tell the true story of an Asian Muslim cop in London whose loyalty to the system is doubted after the July 7 train bombings in London. The film attempts to highlight a country's changing point of view towards Asian Muslim after the terrorist attack. Earlier, Mundra had approached Ben Kingsley and none other than Amitabh Bachchan to play the lead role of the Asian Muslim cop, but both actors expressed their inability to do the movie. So now Mundra has signed Nasiruddin Shah for the part. Nasir, as we know, who is presently out of action because of his son Hamid's accident, will most likely begin shooting for the movie in March or April. The film will also star British actress Greta Sachi as Nasir's wife. Well, this will be third consecutive movie by Mundra to be based on a real-life character or incident. And now, after Nasir, Anupam Kher is going places. Anupam Kher will act in a thriller by internationally renowned filmmaker Ang Lee. Lee, an Oscar-winning director who has made cinematic masterpieces like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and Brokeback Mountain, will next be directing a thriller called Last Caution in Shanghai. The movie, set in the World War II era, will be the story of an influential political figure and a young woman involved with him. Anupam Kher will play an Indian immigrant in Shanghai. And the actor has signed the project just few days back and will be flying to China next week to begin the shooting for the movie. Not only this, Anupam Kher intends to donate his remuneration from the project to an NGO in Shanghai. With this, we move on to the last section of this show, the film that released this week. The film that released this week is Kuriyo Ka Hai Zamana. The star cast of the film include Rekha, Vasundhara Das, Kim Sharma, Mahima Chaudhary and Ashmit Patel. Well, the film is the story of four friends, that is Mayuri Rekha, who is the eldest of them all, Tasha Vasundhara Das, who is expecting her first child, then there's Kanika Kim Sharma, who is tomboyish girl with many dreams in her eyes, and finally Anjali, that is Mahima Chaudhary, who is practical one and who knows how to make men drool over her. Now, Anjali is the object of envy for her three friends. She also has made a bet with them that she won't get married until she is 25. So, Mayuri, Natasha and Kanika form a pact to defeat Anjali in this bet. They all start looking for suitable boys for her. Meanwhile, Anjali meets Amar, that is Ashmit Patel, and falls in love with him. Well, will she marry him? Will she win the bet? This is something you need to check out for yourself. That's all I have for you in this show. Hope you enjoyed this show. Plug in for more on Hindi cinema next week. Till then, take care and keep smiling. Kaise kate ka pal har pal la 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 la.